Blog Talk Radio.
We're live.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Friday night's May 8th. We share a crowdfunding call, and I want to say thanks to Pastor Nathan Hill for giving us an opportunity to be on this call, and welcome to all the guest speakers that we have lined up for the call tonight, and thank you for being here. My name is James Smith. A lot of people not around the country, around the world, know me as Bonecrush. I was a heavyweight champion of the world back in 1986, won the title on a first-round knockout of Tim Witherspoon, and the first guy to take Mike Tyson 12 rounds. Been networking for a long time, and Woody Wharton started emailing me a little bit before Christmas, and we finally connected in a very busy schedule, what I have, and we started talking about him needing to raise some money and to get a new bus, and he can share his own story with him. And he knew that I have a kids program called Champion for Kids, and I'm always doing fundraisers and from golf tournaments to boxing events to a lot of different things. And he started talking. He asked me that I had ever heard of crowdfunding, and I answered no, I never heard of crowdfunding. He said, "Well, Google crowdfunding, and you'll see that there's a lot of different platforms out there. But what makes us different is we have a shared, a team effort, a shared community." And I did that, and I made a donation to his project, and he helped me set up my project page. And I guess you can say the rest is history. I've been excited and working on it ever since, telling people and inviting people to this call and many calls and many websites and platforms and videos and different things. And we had a young man that was supposed to be on the call tonight. Is do you recognize Mark Hamlin's number, or did he have a chance to get on, Woody?
If Mark Hamlin is on, press 1, please.
804 number.
I got a 704.
So that's Charlotte. We do have Jay Allen from Las Vegas on the call, and we're going to go to him first, and because we had a chance to meet each other, and I had a chance to hang out with Jay back a little bit before Christmas and in Las Vegas, and it was a pleasure meeting him and taking me around and being a host. And I'm going to turn it to Jay right now and let him share his story and how he feel about We Share Crowdfunding. Jay, take it away.
Can you hear me okay, champ?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, thanks for inviting me on the call tonight. I just want to say that time that we spent in Vegas was priceless. I really enjoyed hanging out around you and learning what you do and how you do it and why you do it. And the fact that you were so excited about crowdfunding and what you're doing with Champions for Kids, I think is great. And I know because you had, unfortunately, the knee replacement, but it's going to be better for you that you couldn't make the Vegas trip. We had a great time down here, meeting a lot of the project managers that are actually making a difference in their community by raising this money to make the changes, just to make the community better overall. And I do want to say one thing. I'm just going to keep this really quick tonight. I cannot wait, man, to get back to this Myrtle Beach, South Carolina for that golf tournament on June 27th. I believe we're going to have a We Share meeting on the 26th, and we're also going to salute the veterans. So, I mean, you're putting together an amazing program back there. I'm looking forward to being there and supporting that, and I hope a lot of other people do as well. Outside of that, champ, thank you so much. I'm going to turn it back to you.
Thank you very much, Jay. It's always a pleasure having you on, and your words are very informative, and we appreciate it.
And at this time, I want to go to Mr. Grover Schenkel. He's in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, and I understand we have another speaker that's in Charlotte that's going to be on tonight as well, and maybe you guys can meet. And I think he's going to join the team pretty quick. Grover, take it away.
Hello there, Champ, and all the guests and guest speakers there tonight. Champ, I appreciate this opportunity here to share my story. I met Champ a few years ago, and I've been working with him ever since there in a few network marketing businesses. And to tell you the truth, after I lost my job back in 2011, I have tried a few network marketing before and in the past. And when Champ called me, I got to explain to you the type of person that he is. Even though he's a champ, he has a champion attitude, personality, and work ethic. And that's why he's my mentor. When he called me at the time that I wasn't really interested in another network marketing, and he told me about Reach-Air Crowdfunding because I was in a situation where I was starting my own personal business. And after he shared that with me, and I know the great work he was doing with Champion for Kids, that it was something worth looking into. And I haven't regretted ever since. I even started up a nonprofit organization myself that had been laying dormant for a while. And when he told me about that, I found a way and saw that this WeShare crowdfunding would give me an opportunity to fund my business and also raise funds for my nonprofit organization. So it was a great opportunity, and ever since I've been involved in it, I've been excited about it more and more. That I learned about it, and one principle I always believed in is sowing a seed and reaping a harvest. And ReShare Crowdfunding gave me that opportunity to do that. And it's been a pleasure to be able to bless people in my family and the community there with ReShare Crowdfunding. Well, with that said, Champ, I appreciate this opportunity to share my story, and I thank you, and I wish all you guys the best.
Thank you very much, Grover, and we'll be getting back down to Charlotte pretty soon. You know, tonight's call, we wanted to, you know, kind of focus on mothers and how mothers is a big part. My mother was a big part of my life and my father as well. And Sunday is Mother's Day, and the theme tonight is mothers. And you know, I asked my siblings to be on. I have three sisters and two brothers, and I've invited them to be part of We Share Crowdfunding. And we're going to do a special call on Sunday to honor our mother. And, you know, I suggested that we establish a project and using some of the thoughts and ideas and the mentorships that our mother shared with us. And one of the things, if you were talking to my mama, one of the things that she would always say to us is to allow yourself to think. And I would like to establish a project that has something to do with thinking, and allowing yourself to think would be the name of it. And then come next month, it's Father's Day, so we want to do something with our father as well. And I encourage the guests on the call and really the people around the world to make a memorial. If your parents are gone, just think about something that they did or they said, and this is a way that you do a memory of them and raise funds and just get this thing going. But the thing I like about ReShare Crowdfunding is the words that we have is We Share, and it's a team effort. A lot of the programs out there, crowdfunding, you're out there by yourself. But I like this because you have a team of people helping you, and they benefit as well. At this time, I'm going to turn it to a young man that called me this morning. And we had met several months ago, and maybe even several years ago. I'm going to let him tell you how we met and how we're going to get back together. And his name, I think he's on the call tonight, Anthony Skinner from Charlotte, North Carolina. Is that right? If it is, take it away.
Sir, can you hear me? Can you
hear me? Yes.
Awesome. Fantastic. It is a pleasure to be on a call with you, sir. Yes, we met about maybe 3 or 4 years ago promoting a pain product. And I will tell you, from that time, you made an impression on me as a person that cares about the community. And, you know, it was exciting today to find out that I actually had your number still stored in my phone. So when I talked to you earlier, we talked and we have the same heart and the same passion for people and for young people especially. You know, today we look at situations going on, and we have a radio show. I kind of talk about that a little bit that we're going to have you on. But on our show, what we do is we talk to people about, listen, don't worry about the system. You know, a lot of people are worried about the man and who is the man or whatever it is. We look at Baltimore, we look at the situations going on around the country, and, you know, we think, well, there's no hope. But the one thing that I believe that Bone Crusher, that you are sharing, is hope. There is a system out there. If you learn the system and you understand the system, you can work within it. And I believe prosperity is to all men that believe. And so one of the things that I was excited about, you know, of course, is definitely talking to you, bringing you to the Charlotte area so that we can actually definitely promote the Champions for, you know, your organization, your Champion for Kids organization, which you have steadily stayed faithfully on helping kids in the community. So definitely, my name is Anthony Skinner. We have a radio show, and it's called TakingOverRadio.com, and it's from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Monday through Thursday. You can go online, TakingOverRadio.com. But we want to promote education, financial education, and I believe this crowdfunding, you know, a lot of people don't understand it, but it's a powerful tool for the 21st century. So I do thank you for the opportunity. I don't want to take up much more of your time, but I'm definitely looking forward for you to be on our show next week.
Thank you very much, Anthony. It was great to rekindle our relationship. Thanks for being on the call tonight and sharing those words with us. We will be getting together. At this time, we want to reach out to I'll turn it back to Woody Wharton. And Woody, did you ever see any more guests in the speaker column?
Yeah, but we picked up a couple more guests. I don't know if they want to speak. We picked up Goldie Bird.
Goldie Bird is my baby sister. Hey, Goldie Bird. I don't know if she's talking about.
Hold on. Yeah, I talked to her. Yeah, she's on now, Bone.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'm on now. Sorry.
Hey, Golden Bird, would you like to share a few words? You've been knowing me a long, long time. How you doing? Well, thank you for getting on the call tonight.
No worries. Thank you for the invitation. Yes,
yeah.
I've known you for almost 60 years, so I probably beat out everybody else on the call. I'm just sitting here listening, and certainly we're very proud of Bone Crusher and the work that he's doing. He certainly has a huge heart and a love for people. I'm actually an educator, so the caller who talked about education, I was very, very excited to hear that as well. I'm Dean of Arts and Sciences at North Carolina A&T State University, and I do Alzheimer's research, and I do a lot of outreach in the community where we go into communities and we educate people about Alzheimer's, the effects of Alzheimer's, the impact of it, and the devastation it causes for families, trying to help families manage the care for their loved ones as well as managing the finances and long-term care and things for them to look out for with this disease. And so in addition to being an educator and academic administrator, I also conduct research and do a lot of outreach into the community, trying to support communities and empower them to work with this disease. So this is very interesting. I'm just primarily listening tonight, and I'm very excited about the Mother's Day shout-out for this coming Sunday. We had a very powerful mother, and I'm looking forward to working with Bone Crusher around those issues as well. So hello, everybody, and I'm just listening tonight.
Thank you very much, Scully, and appreciate those words of wisdom there, and appreciate you being on the call. And really, the invite went out today, and, you know, she made the decision to be on the call. She's a very busy person, and matter of fact, all of our family is very, very busy, and we have hectic schedules, and she just took time. She said she was very interested in what I had to say to her, and thank you again, Gola, for being on the call. Woody, who else do we have out there that's in the speaker
phone?
Hey,
Bunker, we got Ray Evans, I don't, who got on. Who else is new? We got Bob on, Goldie. I believe that's it that actually we had on the speaker. There's some callers on here. I don't know who they are, but if they need to speak, they need to just press 1 so we can listen.
We have Thomas McCarthy. I met him today as well. Last, we have Thomas McCarthy.
If he's online, he needs to press 1. I think that's what it is, so that I can see it come up. I don't see anybody pressing the number.
It would be an 843 number.
843. 1 second. Hold on a second. I believe so.
Hello?
We got 843 here. Hello.
This is Tom McCarthy.
Is this Tom?
Yes, it is. It's Tom. Tom,
hey, Tom, why don't you share with the folks on the online how we met, when we met, and what you have going. And this is a chance to let the people know what you're doing. And I invited you to saw you today. And just take it away, Tom, and just say, you got about 5 minutes. Just take it away and say what you want to.
My name is Tom McCarthy, and I work for the South Carolina Law Enforcement Officers Association, and I met James today, actually at a tire store. I was soliciting business to try and raise funds for the death benefit of police officers in South Carolina. Right now, the death benefit is only $5,000. We're trying to raise monies to increase that death benefit to $10,000 in case of the death of an officer, to leave it to the loved ones of the police officer's family that is left behind. I love what I do. James, I was really impressed with meeting you. I'm learning fast that you do a lot of things, and you're a good man for what you do. I'm reading up on your golf tournament. I think it's great that you're involved with children. I'm looking forward to getting to know you more and participating together.
Thank you very much for being on the call tonight, and what you're gonna learn from a little bit later, that each one of those officers can have a project page. And there again, you can have one in each one and all the military, anybody can have a project page. All of a sudden they're working, and because we're connected and it's called We Share, and we're connected and we will help, because we all benefit. When one win, we all win, and everyone that's on the team win. And thank you again for being here tonight, and I look forward to working with you in the future. Look forward to you coming to the golf tournament, which is going to be June the 27th, and we're going to have a big We Share crowdfunding presentation on the 26th at the Clarion Hotel in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 101 Fantasy Harbor Boulevard. It's going to be at 7 p.m. at night, and a friend of mine, Maurice Grady, in Fayetteville, North Carolina, has a band, Camiosa, and the band is going to play. We're going to have food, we've got music, drinks, and we're going to have fun again on the 26th, and we're going to play golf on the 27th in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I think what we should do is, once we get this one under our belt, do it about every, have a big retreat about every 90 days in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. With that said, I'm going to turn it back to Woody Warden, the person that got me started with We Share Crowdfunding a little bit before Christmas. And I talk to Woody pretty much every day, if not multiple times a day. We just work together. And Woody, take it away.
All right. Thank you, Bone Crusher. And I want to thank everybody for coming on the show tonight, especially the special guests, for all the kind words you have for Bone Crusher. But what we're doing here, folks, is we're building a community, and it's just a community of people getting together that we are trying to raise funds, you know, for our own projects. And, our projects can be, they can be a personal project like mine, which is I own a before and after school center for children, and I am trying to get a new bus. And I don't have the funds on hand to buy it, so I put a fundraiser together with WeShare Crowdfunding to do that. But before I tell you my story on what I did, what I like to do is I like to bring on a really good friend of mine, the gentleman that introduced me to WeShare Crowdfunding, and his name is Monty, and I want him to just come on and just give everybody a brief description of actually what crowdfunding is. We've done this before, and he does a really great job of it. So, Monty, if you're there, come on and just talk a little bit about crowdfunding, and then I'll talk about, you know, how I got started, and then you can tell him your story.
Yes, indeed. Woody, how are you here?
I got you loud and clear, Monty.
Great, great. Well, everyone, my name is Clarence Montgomery. My friends call me Monty. I'm located here in sunny Fayetteville, North Carolina. Excuse me. And before I get started, I mean, I must admit I'm pretty excited. A lot's been going on today. There's a lot happening behind the scenes with this platform, our WeShare platform, over the next 90 days. As the champ mentioned earlier, myself and Woody had just come back from a leaders summit in Las Vegas, where we met the principals of the platform and also some of the key leaders in our community and from other project managers from around the world. So I got to slow myself down a little bit. Again, I'm a bit pumped up here. So I'd like everyone to get a pen and a piece of paper. I want you to take down my name and number, and just call me Monty, M-O-N-T-Y. My number is 910-556-4027. Again, that's Monty, 910-556-4027. And what I do, I'm kind of the facilitator for our community. If you need any support, questions, PowerPoints, or just going over the concept of crowdfunding, by all means, don't hesitate to get in touch with me. And the second thing I'd like for you to do is write down his website, because we do two things with this community, and it's real simple. We ask a question: do you know anyone that needs to raise funds for their dream project? And two, we share a video, short video presentation. And that video presentation can be found at yourfund.info. That's Y-O-U-R fund, F-U-N-D, dot info, I-N-F-O, yourfund.info. And that's basically all you need to do to get your project in front of a lot of people around the world. Now, moving forward, what is crowdfunding? Well, crowdfunding is simply fundraising over the Internet. It's something we've been doing all our lives, car washes, bake sales, the Girl Scouts with the cookies. I mean, those type things, it's nothing new here. We're just doing it via the Internet and social media, all our contacts online. Now, we have a unique platform because, as the champ said, we share. So we share donations, our donations that come in with other project managers, with other people who have projects. So instead of going out trying to solicit to tens of thousands of people to give you a donation, we look for other people with projects, like you heard the police officer came on trying to raise money. Well, if he came onto our platform and brought other people who have projects onto the platform, we build a community and we share donations. Now, an analogy I like to share with people to kind of bring it home is offerings in the church. We've all seen the plate passed, you know, in the church where we give an offering. That offering tends to go to a new building fund or maybe to help the people in the community. Well, that same scenario, just as an example, the church would be in the community already. You make that offering to the church. Now the church can empower you to come onto the platform to start your own project. And this actually can ripple throughout the community. I mean, everybody can have their own project. So this community sharing concept can sweep a community. It can change a community. One person on this platform, we like to say, can change a community. So with that being said, you want to watch that little short presentation, kind of get a feel for what we're talking about. And if someone else gave you this number to come to the Blog Talk Radio call, get back with that person so they can give you their website and get you more information about what they're doing. But again, don't hesitate to call me, and I can assist you in any way I can. A couple of points about our platform. It's an automated platform. The donations and projects are done automatically via computer, so you don't have to worry about where a donation goes or what project it's going to go to. We have an e-wallet in the back office. All the donations goes in that e-wallet, and you get access to it within 7 days. Another feature of the platform is worldwide. There are no fees associated with the platform, so 100% of the donations that come into your project, you will receive. And that's some of the key things about it, about our platform in general. But, again, get back to the person that asked you to come to the call. You can get more details. And, again, I'm standing by to assist in any way that I can. And I'm quite sure at the end of the call, the champ will also give you his number, and then we can move forward in what we're doing. But, again, I'm excited about this. A lot of things are happening with the platform, and just sharing this information out in the community and how we can empower other people in the community to start their projects and change lives. So, Woody, with that, I'll send it back to you.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Hey, Mike, just hold on for a minute. Just want to ask you a couple of questions, because I know a lot of people, you know, they may not know about crowdfunding, and I love to tell people to Google crowdfunding. Last time I Googled crowdfunding, 30 million replies came back. So, you know, with that many replies coming back, there's a lot of people out there putting information out about crowdfunding. But I know sometimes people think that crowdfunding may just be something that they could just raise a little bit of money. What do you think about that?
Well, that's a good part about crowdfunding. It's unlimited. You can raise $1,000. You can raise millions of dollars. There are basically three types of crowdfunding. There's equity, there is reward-based crowdfunding, and there's donation-based crowdfunding. And we're using the donation-based model. In our platform, and that's a good point you brought up, just as an example, our platform is designed to bring in over $3.5 million in donations with only two projects getting started with two or three other project managers. So, again, it separates us from the other platforms where you have to go out and solicit thousands of people for donations. And, you know, that just takes the pressure off by coming into a community and building it that way.
Awesome. For a person, this is one question. So for a person like Tom that has a network of many, many police officers, and then what would be your suggestion to him? Would they each one try to have their own project page, or how would you explain to him on how to do that, Monty?
I think that's a great way to do it, is to see what each officer, what are they passionate about. We already know they're raising it. They want to increase the insurance benefits for the families. So a number of officers could start that project. The other officers could start an education fund, go down that road, and then each officer can have their own project for their own family. So once you dig into it, it's actually unlimited what each officer could do for themselves or do for the police organization as a whole. And then it just ripples into the fire department. It ripples into the other agencies within the city. There's just no limit to project that this could get started from just Tom here in his own endeavor.
So he could actually be the initiator, the starter of it, but everybody would be connected to him.
Exactly. He can start his own, like I said earlier, one person, I believe on this platform, one person could change a community.
and he's already working in the, he protective serve already, so he's already working in the community like we are too. We're working in the community, but his job is actually working the community, and that was awesome, Monty.
Well,
back to you, Woody.
All right. You know, I know that just wanted to bring up a couple things that people may have seen in the news because, you know, now that we're talking about crowdfunding, what you're going to find is that you're going to turn the news on, the television on, and all of a sudden you're going to start hearing the word crowdfunding, because it just seems like it is just taking over the nation and is going international right now. But there's a lot of projects that have been in the news. You may have heard about the lady down there in Ferguson that I think it was Natalie's Cake Shop, and when they had the riots down there, they messed up her cake shop a little bit. And she put on another platform that she wanted to raise $20,000. And, you know, that situation right there went national. I'm here in North Carolina, and I saw it on television, and millions of other people saw it on television, and, you know, they had a heart, and people started donating to her page, and, you know, I believe she got over, I think, somewhere around $270,000 on her project in a very short time. There was a gentleman, Monty, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but he was walking back and forth to work, I think a total of like 10 or 20 miles a day, and had been doing it for like 15 years, and he got some national news press on that, and guess what? They put a project page up for him, and people felt for him, and they went ahead and donated money, and I think it ended up into like the mid-300,000s that was donated to his cause, and then the car dealership gave him a car. But the thing is, he has $300,000-something now that was given to him through the donation that is actually his to do with whatever he wants. So, I mean, if you just Google crowdfunding, you're going to see that this thing is just becoming, it's just getting bigger and bigger, and people are starting to use it for all types of things that that they want to do. I mean, I have people that I'm working with right now that they just want to get out of debt. They're in debt. They can't even see helping anybody else till they help themselves. So their project is to get out of debt. We see people who they want to start a business, or they want to buy a van, a handicap van for their children. It could be like Bone Crusher for his Champion for Kids. We have people that have businesses that they're teaching people how to remember people's names, the Maestro Method. And they said they need $1 million to continue that. So whatever is on your heart or whatever you need, you can actually do a crowdfunding project for. And, you know, I sometimes talk to people and I say, do you have any need or any reason to raise funds? And they go, wow, I really can't think of one right now. But they'll go home and sit at the table that same night and say, man, I wonder how we're going to be able to pay a mortgage next month, or how we're going to be able to do this, or how we're going to be do that, or are we ever going to be able to take a vacation? And, you know, they have a project. A project could be anything with WeShare crowdfunding, as long as it's legal, ethical, and moral. So I just wanted to put that out there. And real quick, I just want to tell my story, and then I'm going to hand it back to Bone Crusher. I got involved because Monty started emailing me this thing about crowdfunding. And to back up a little bit from there, when my bus initially broke down, I knew about crowdfunding. I saw another program out there. It wasn't WeShare, but it was another platform. And I actually put a page up there and put it on Facebook like a lot of people do. And I sent it to all my friends on Facebook and my family and acquaintances and coworkers and everybody. And I was thinking that they were going to donate maybe $10, $15, $20 a piece to me so I could go ahead and get my bus fixed. Well, you know, after the first day, I didn't receive any funds. After a week, no donations. After a month, no donations. And after about 6 months, I received no donations to help fix my bus. So, you know, right at that point in time, I took the idea in my mind that crowdfunding doesn't work. And so when Monty started emailing me, I looked at the emails, and I said, I'm not even going to answer that. I'm not even going to look at it because crowdfunding doesn't work. And what happened was he sent me a message one day. He didn't send me an email, but a message on my phone. He says, do you have any reason that you need to raise funds? And I sent him back and said, yes, I need to get my bus fixed. And he says, WeShare crowdfunding can help you. Watch this video. And he sent me a video, and I watched it. And I'm the type of guy that once I see something, I got to research it. So I went online and I started researching WeShare crowdfunding and looking at everything that was on there. And I called him back in a couple of days and I said, Monty, this might just work. And I got started right around Thanksgiving of last year. And, you know, as of now, I have about 200 and something project managers that have signed up from me down, and that they are sharing their donations with me. And I truly believe that when the new school year starts next year, I'm going to have that bus, and I'm going to take some pictures and post them on everywhere and say, you know, I got this bus from WeShare crowdfunding. And with that being said, Bob Kirsch, I want to turn it back to you. I know we've been on here a little while, and turn it back to you, and I don't know if we have anybody else that wants to ask a question or anything, but if you want, we can bring everybody on and see if somebody got a question.
Yeah, just turn everybody on and see, let's see if they have any questions. But before we do that, I want to speak of a person that was on the call last week, and I've been talking to him about it every day, too. He's a veteran, and he has a great program. He and his wife joined the team this week, and Johnny, see if Johnny is out there and maybe say a couple words. But he is working very closely with veterans in North Carolina, and I understand they put it close to 1 million veterans in North Carolina. And we don't have to have all those veterans on our team, but we definitely would like to have a percentage of them on our team. And they all can have their own project. That's the beauty of it. They all can have their own project, receiving money for their household, and working and have a team of people like us working on their behalf and helping them with their project. Johnny, are you out there?
I don't see Johnny's number on here today, Bone Crusher.
It would be a 252 number. And but again, let's go ahead and open up the lines. And if anyone have any questions, just feel free to step up. And I noticed there were some people from Montana, different places, and they can ask questions. Anybody can ask questions.
I'm bringing them on. Hold on.
Hello?
Yes, if you want to ask a question, just state your name and then ask a question.
This is Ray Evans, and I only got two of those three types of crowdfunding, the equity and the donations. What was the second one when he was mentioning the three types of crowdfunding?
The second one was rewards, WERADS, rewards-based. And that's basically where you have a project, let's just say a good example is William Shatner from Star Trek. Captain Kirk. He started a project. I think he was looking at over $50,000 to write a book for senior citizens. And as a reward for a donation towards his project, he was going to give an autograph and a copy of his book to the first number of people that would donate to his project. So that's an example of a rewards-based platform.
Okay, thank you.
Monty, this is Bone Crusher again. I heard you saying in other calls, what actually did the president do to get crowdfunding going? Or he had something to do with crowdfunding. Could you explain that? And because I like to use his name every chance I get.
Right. We get Obama administration some credit here because they actually started the Jobs Act. And there are four phases of the Job Act, which is involved around equity-based crowdfunding. And that's where we as small, you know, individuals can team up with a business and actually profit from that business raising money. You know, we're talking to millions and millions of dollars. So that's where the concept started and got back in the community. And now these other platforms are coming on with the reward-based and donation-based crowdfunding concepts. So the Obama administration opened a door, and a lot of people are running through it.
Thank you.
Hey, Bone Crusher, this is Anthony.
You got 3 zeros on the end of it.
Yeah, but I didn't put not zero, zero.
350,000. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hello. Okay, I just wanted to ask a question. You were talking about Mother's Day, and I know you and I talked about the mothers starting up like my mother's writing a book, and you gave me a great idea about her being able to write her book and raise the funds she needs to get her book published. So it's great. I really enjoy that, what we talked about earlier today. So I just wanted to really just make a comment on that.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that too. You know, a couple of years ago, I wrote a book, and believe me, it does. It depends on how you do it, and I spent very little money on my book, and really, I did it very quickly. I wrote the book, and once I made a decision to write the book, it took me about 30 days, and you know, I could have done better. I probably could have done better if it took a little bit longer. But I'm very pleased with the book. I went to Amazon.com and CreateSpace. And we'll talk about that. And it's a lot easier than you might think. I think my sister Goli, she brought up a good point today. What we're trying to do too is write another book. We get together, all the siblings get together, and write another book on behalf of Mama and Daddy.
Awesome.
With that said, does anyone else have a question or comment or ideas? Feel free to say it this time.
Hey, Chant, this is Monty. I'll piggyback on your Mother Father's Day project. And as we were talking this morning, you know, Woody, I think, mentioned a while ago also that, you know, we talk to people and they say, well, I don't have a project. Well, there's a great concept that Champ just laid on us. Well, you know, think of your family, your siblings, your mother and father. Well, that could be a project. Start a foundation for them or something that they taught you in life. And the second one we talked about was starting a project for a family reunion. I mean, we all have elderly parents and relatives that we haven't seen in years. So start a project to bring all these people together. And with that money, you can pay for their travel. You can pay for the complete get-together. And we all struggle with these, you know, funds for trying to do these type of things with our family. So that's one of the things that inspired me when I first started looking at this platform was the family reunion aspect. And then the Chant reminded me this morning when he was talking about the Mother's Day and the Father's Day and a tribute to your mother and father. So I think that was great. And so keep that in the back of your mind when you're talking to people and they say, well, I don't have a project. Well, yes, you do. You have a mother and a father. So back to you, Chant.
Thank you very much, Monty. And doing it with the family like that is can be generational. I see the crowdfunding activity as being generational. It's something that we start, and our kids keep it going, and then their kids, and it just keeps right on going. It's a beautiful thing. And with that said, I want to thank everyone for being on the call tonight, and I hope you guys have a great week. And I'm going to give my cell phone number out, and my just feel free to call me or text me or whatever you need to do. Just get out with me, and we plan some big things right down here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's a great place to visit, great place to take vacations. And we got our big event coming up on the 26th and 27th of June, and we'd like to invite everyone to come. And on the 26th, it's going to be a big presentation there. It's people coming from around the country and to help us with our project and the presentation and the coffee event. My number is 910-658-3408. And that number again is 910-658-3408. That's my cell phone number. And my email is bonecrusher8@aol.com. And with that said, thank you all for being here tonight. And we do it every Friday night and invite your people. And not only this show here, but the company has conference calls. There's several ways you can grow your business. And The key word is we share, we invite, we donate, and we receive donations. I am really, really excited about We Share Crowdfunding. And with that said, you guys have a great week, and good night, and feel free to call me anytime. Thank you all very much. Good night.